House lawmakers are expected to pass an $857 billion farm bill as soon as tomorrow. It needs to be renewed every 5 years, but the negotiations have been hung up over the issue of stricter work requirements for people who use food stamps, something President Trump and House Republicans had pushed for. Lawmakers struck a compromise last night that does not include those work requirements, and it offers $500 million over the next decade to help farmers find new foreign markets for their goods, because the industry is getting pinched by a trade war with China. There's also a shortage of people willing to work on farms. Farmers have relied on the federal H-2A visa program, which allows them to temporarily bring in workers from foreign countries. The visas are expensive, the application process is time-consuming, but as Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports, the number of visas granted continues to climb every year.
For 100 years and 5 generations, Bruce Talbot's family has grown fruit on the western slope of the Colorado Rockies.
This is all peaches, and peaches have become our main thing.
Here in this high desert climate, farms are known for the fuzzy fruit. Thousands of U.S. workers used to travel to this region each year for the peach harvest. But starting in the early 2000s, Talbot says that labor pool dried up. He's diversified his crop from just peaches to grapes, cherries, and pears because they all ripen at different times in the year.
There's not a labor pool that would allow us to pick that volume of fruit all at once.
Across the country, farmers have voiced concern about what they say is an ongoing labor shortage, especially if they grow fruit and vegetable crops that have to be picked by hand. So they're turning to the H-2A visa, so much so that a record number was granted in 2018. More than 240,000. That's 5 times what it was in 2005. But it's not a cheap program, and because of that,
it makes perfect economic sense to bring in workers for longer periods of time just because of that upfront fixed cost.
Fritz Rocha is the director of the Center for Agribusiness at Florida Gulf Coast University. He says farmers are learning to adapt to the cost and are becoming increasingly dependent on the program. An analysis of the data from the Department of Labor found fruit farmers and ranchers in states like Colorado, Illinois, and Missouri bring in H-2A workers early, around February. They keep them for about 6 months to prune, plant, harvest, and package. Rocha says these farmers have learned to keep visa workers longer, and that's something Florida citrus growers have done for years.
What people have been doing, the employers have been doing, is they bring in H-2A workers to harvest citrus, and they transition into these other crops.
This year, farmer Bruce Talbot contracted 42 H-2A workers. The government decides how much he pays them and requires him to cover the cost of their travel and provide housing. It takes several months to prepare and process the visas, which must be approved by 3 government agencies. He calls it a desperation program.
Expensive, cumbersome. We will start in a couple of weeks preparing for H-2A for next year, starting the advertising, the things that we're required to do.
Talbot says each worker has a fixed cost of about $1,000. He's learned that if he brings in the workers at the beginning of the year and then keeps them working until late fall, he can still make a profit without having to raise costs for consumers.
We have planted crops that allow us to harvest over a long period of time, and a lot of what we are planting now is to fill in our slow periods.
The technology for fully mechanizing the harvest of hand-picked fruits like peaches is still a few years off. In the meantime, Fritz Rocha says if farmers want a reliable source of labor,
you have one option, that's the H-2A program. There just aren't options for domestic workers, especially legal domestic workers.
The extra work is ideal, say some visa holders, because it allows them to make more money.
Pues es suerte que me tocó y me contrataron.
At age 66, Marcelo Hernandez Ramirez has worked for 7 seasons on the Talbot farm. Like the majority of H-2A workers, he's from Mexico, and in just 1 hour earns more than twice Mexico's daily minimum wage of less than $5. He says men in his hometown often ask how they too can get this visa. As he talks, he cuts bunches of dark purple grapes from their vines. The fall sun sits low in the sky. Each year, Hernandez Ramirez spends 9 months working on Talbot's farm and then returns home for 3 months where he works on farms growing wheat, corn, and beans.
Allá siembran trigo, maíz, frijol.
In November, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that farmers are no longer required to advertise jobs for domestic workers in newspapers. It's part of the government's plan to modernize the H-2A program and make it easier to use. Currently, there's no limit to the number of H-2A visas permitted each year. And as long as farmers like Bruce Talbot need help, the workers will come. For Here and Now, I'm Esther Honig.